It was towards the end of last year when three cruise lines all announced they were bringing their largest ships to Southeast.
And kind of caught us off guard.
Captain Jeff Bacon is a Marine pilot. The state of Alaska requires pilots like him to oversee navigation of cruise ships while they're in state waters.
So we decided that given our charter by the state, which is to protect the life, property, and pristine waters of Alaska, that we needed to do what we could to study these ships.
Remember, this was back in 2017, when the first megaship, the Norwegian Bliss, was set to arrive in just a few months. It carries 5,700 passengers and crew. Bacon said it's
very comparable to some of the world's largest ships.
That led Southeast Alaska Pilots Association to phone up the cruise line in advance.
The cooperation we received from Norwegian Cruise Lines was awesome.
That cooperation turned into a week of Bacon and another Alaska pilot aboard the Bliss's sister ship.
They even gave us control of the ship two different evenings and said, do what you want to do.
The data gathered allowed the pilots to refine their computer model that was then fed into a simulator for virtual sea trials. Captain Bjorn Hansen was Norwegian's point man in the exercise.
We have a long tradition of working with Alaska pilots, and it's always been really good.
The study's recommendations included staying out of the scenic Tracy Arm, something the Norwegian Bliss already does.
Because of the turns combined with very strong currents and floating ice, we decided that we would stay away from that area.
Norwegian paid for the computer model, the independent pilots paid for the simulator and study, which was published earlier this year. Marine pilot Barry Olver said it was key the Southeast pilots bankrolled the study. It maintains their independence and ensures the data is public.
We work in the public's interest, and we want to make sure that the public is aware of what we find.
Now the Southeast pilots are working on a second round of studies before next year's cruise season. Here's Bacon again.
2019 will see not only the Bliss that we saw this year, but the Norwegian Joy. She's a sister ship. And Princess is going to bring the Royal Princess. She's a brand new ship. And the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines is bringing the Ovation of the Seas.
Olver gives an example of how the computer simulator would work.
We're doing an inbound run into Juneau, and we're headed to a specific berth, and we mimic wind and current conditions for the harbor.
Then it gets interesting. Gale force winds, erratic currents, and virtual obstacles appear at the touch of a button.
And then we ramp that up until we get to the point where it's beyond the capabilities of the ship.
In other words, game over. The pilots have already received a computer model of Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas. That ship's capable of carrying 6,400 souls and will arrive next year. Negotiations are still ongoing with Princess Cruises for a model of the Royal Princess, one of the largest in the company's fleet. But Olver said with or without Princess's cooperation, they'll run a model of the Royal Princess on the simulator.
It's all about mitigating the risk and knowing what we have before it gets here.
The simulations will be at the state's Maritime Training Center in Seward in December. Their findings will be published soon after. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.